Item number six, from the Fiscal Operations Administrator, Combined Court Related Operations, submitting an informational report regarding a purchase of service contract amendment in the amount of $25,924 from $174,491 to $200,415 with Wisconsin Community Services for the provision of drug testing services. This item is for passive review and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you again. Just to state it again, my name is Dave Ellinger. I am the Fiscal Operations Administrator for the court system. Again, back on March 20th, the board reviewed under file 14177 the amendment of the budget for this item with Wisconsin Community Services. And the just due to the timing of the differences between amendment of the 13 contract and this actually being requested to be paid in 14, the comptroller's office has requested that this committee do a passive review on this item before we pay out the vendor.
Anybody have any questions or want to take any action on this? If we do nothing, it's approved. Looks like we're doing nothing.
We're passive review.
Yes. So that's it. Go ahead.
We're doing a service contract amendment in the amount of $25,900 and I'm looking at the report that's strictly for the Wisconsin Community Services account contract?
Correct. All the other items have been paid out already. The budget for the pretrial services was very complicated this year being 13. We split all the activity from one org unit into eight so that we could account for things better. We also transferred budget items to the House of Corrections when they took over the day reporting center. We also transferred out funds for the new database programming that they are requesting for pretrial services. So there was a lot of convoluted activity in that. And again, the comptroller's office just wanted to pass a review of this item.
Yeah, and I mean, you could, Mr. Chair, you could really play games with this. If you started breaking services down and got them all in a small enough amount so that you can put forth, not suggesting that the court service is doing, but I'm wondering if that's what the comptroller is concerned about here. And, what might be a policy with regard to this committee and reviewing things so that doesn't start to happen. I don't know if Mr. Mansky wants to weigh in on that. Do you know what I'm getting at?
Sorry.
We used to talk about this with professional services that had as well. You know, when we started breaking services down, we could get everything in there.
But I believe in the case here, I understand what you're saying, but I believe in the case here, this is just one contract.
Correct.
So we look at items in that vein when items come up to us to see if people are combining a whole bunch of items together. But in the case of the court services area, all of these are individual contracts with these entities, and we had a discussion with them and said, you need to take this individual item back. So we do look at those types of things if they're trying to combine too many things together, and you know some of that has happened, but we've asked them to go, no, you really have a separation here and you need to separate those items. But we do look at that issue. But this is an individual contract for this service.
I appreciate that, but isn't it just the opposite, breaking things apart rather than combining things together?
No, generally what... Well... In today's, under the new rules, your departments would want to split them apart more. So which means we'll have to change our logic of looking at these items. But generally in the past, what they had done is they had combined them together and for purposes. But this contract is just, in this case, this contract is unique for this. No combining for that.
Have something to add?
Yeah, I just
I pulled up the language from Act 14 that Supervisor Jurczyk is referencing, and what it says is the limitation, the $300,000 limitation, applies to any single contract or a group of contracts between same parties which generally relate to the same transaction. So that's the standard. It's not involved here, but that's the standard. And as Mr. Mansky said, there was a possible incentive for someone to break contracts in the past into smaller ones so they could avoid RFP requirements and things like that. But, you know, that's the same vigilance is required now as has always been required, I think. So just a different dollar threshold is all.
Could you read that language?
Which generally relate to the same transaction.
Okay. Any more passive reviewing you want to do on this one? No. Not? I guess we're good to go.
Thank you, everyone.